Okay, so Bezrat Hashem, we're dedicating the Shi'ur Leilui Nishmat Shoshana Bat Natan David Betoch Sha'ar Nishmat Bnei Israel. And also, we're dedicating the Shi'ur Lichvod, the honor of the holy soul of Rabbi Shlomo Eliezer Ben Malka, El Ma'arosh HaKadosh Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. His funeral is going to be tonight, going out at 7, thank you very much, at 7 p.m. over there in Yavniel. We need to talk about this tzaddik, a huge tzaddik that had a huge, huge mesirut nefesh for Am Yisrael, for all of the issue of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was driving every day in the subway over there in New York to the yeshiva every day, and one day, if I'm not wrong, he found in the subway the book Ishtapchut HaNefesh, Mishivat Nefesh, when he was 15, and he started to read that book in the subway, and in the first day that he read it, he already finished it 3 times. This is it, he found Hashem. This is a lot. Most of the Chassidei Breslev of the old generation started their tshuva with the books Meshivat Nefesh, Ishtapchut HaNefesh. And he read that book and read it and read it and couldn't stop. And it answered all of his questions, all of his questions. And he's a huge genius, huge gaon. He wrote something like 1,000 books from his letters and everything that he... He was talking in the phone, and while he's talking, answering questions in the phone, he's typing, doing the same time. And he was a genius, and writing letters and answering questions all of the time. His head was in all of the Torah, all of the Torah. You can see, all of his Torah is written like that. It was had those kuntresim, those pamphlets. And all of them with Mar'e Makom, showing the place where he learned it from, and Midrashim, and Zohar HaKadosh, and Gemara Talmud Yerushalmi, and Talmud Bavli, and everything. He had a meeting once, the first meeting in Uman, with Rav Shalom. I'm talking something like 10 years or 7 years ago. Rav Barzilai from the Yeshiva met the Ma'arosh in Uman. So he came to him, he held his hand, and he told him, why we have all of those dividings between the groups of Rabbeinu? Why we cannot make peace? So he told him, why? We want to make peace. What's happened? So he told him, meet Rav Shalom. So he told him, no problem, would love to. So he invited Rav Shalom to his apartment, to his house. So Rav Barzilai came to this, like this, closer. Thank you. So Rav Barzilai went to Rav Shalom and told Rav Shalom that the same. Told him, why we have all of those arguments with the tzaddikim? You need to be pushy. With Hashem also, you have to be pushy. You need to fight. You need to fight with. If you want to achieve something from Hashem, you need to fight with Him for that. Hashem is refusing in the beginning. He's not available. He's not there. You need to push. This is how you're going to reveal your will. Also with the tzaddikim, the same. First of all, he is a tzaddik. So you need not to accept it. No, if I'm going to stay shy, I'm never going to learn. I need to push. I need to have that holy brazenness. So Rav Barzilai came to Rav Shalom and told him, why we have all of those arguments, all of those machlokot? We need to make peace between the group of Breslev. So Rav Shalom told him, we want peace. What's the problem? Well, what do you want me to do? So he told him, come to meet Rav Shik, the Ma'arosh. So he told him, all right. So Rav Shalom wrapped himself with a talit and they went to the street and went to the house of the Ma'arosh. When they sat, so the Ma'arosh looked at Rav Shalom and told him, you made tshuva by one of my kuntresim, one of my pamphlets. So Rav Shalom looked at him and he told him, now that you're saying it, you're right. I remember now, you're right. I read one of your kuntresim and it gave me a huge chizuk, strengthening. And you're right. you see the power of this tzaddik. You see the power of that tzaddik. Rav Shalom accepted. Rav Shalom told him you're right. He started to print the Likutei Moharan in $1. In the beginning, it was a regular book. People were selling it in a high price. But he made, and until today, this is what the Hichal HaKodesh are doing, his yeshiva is doing around the world, typing the books of Rabbeinu, printing the books of Rabbeinu in a very cheap, the cheapest price of them all. And he started to sell the books in $1, Likutei Moharan, 5 shekels, Likutei Moharan. And started to have arguments on him, machlokot. People from Breslev, from here, from the shul, the Ashkenazi shul, started to fight with him. It came to a day that they threatened him with a gun. Told him, we're killing you, we're killing you dead. This is it, what are you? Breaking the market? What are you, own Rabbeinu? He said, you own Rabbeinu? They said, we know, we own a gun.
Yeah.
We don't need to own Rabbeinu to have a gun. It's not a problem. So they threatened his life. So he ran to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender and he cried to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender was his rabbi. But that person, this is what did he done. He printed thousands and thousands of books and just spread them all over the place. That everyone, and those pamphlets, you can find them everywhere. Everywhere you can find them. The letters from the Marosh and Chizukim and words and all of the books of Rabbeinu. And he was young. When he started, he was young. Very, very young when he started that fatzah. 40 years ago, he was young and he was already doing huge things. Need to learn from those righteous people that the only thing that you lack of to be righteous is the will. You don't need to have no talents, you don't need to have no abilities, no money, no support, you just need to want it with all of your heart, and this is it. And in the way that a person wants to walk in, they're leading him in that path. They're going to help you from heaven. They're going to open that path for you. You just need to choose. You need to choose again and again and again to show your will. How you show your will? When you pray on things, you saw something. I went in Shabbos. We moved an apartment. So in Shabbos, we went to walk. Me and my wife and the children, we went for a walk in Shabbos. Benachat, happy. We went down to a certain park, it's called Gan Sakir. It's a nice, it's a famous park in Jerusalem. A big, long, grass, how is that?
Field.
No, not a field, in the other side. Field. Park! We came there first time in my new life, in the last 15 years that I'm there in Shabbos. You see hundreds of people all coming to enjoy life. People are playing football, people are playing, how do you say, kadu'af, volleyball, and people are playing frisbee, and you see hundreds of Jews and a lot of religious people coming with their children and enjoying life. Just simple as it sounds, just people are coming to enjoy life in Shabbos. Part of them are chilonim, not keeping Shabbos. Part of them are religious, keeping Shabbos. And no one is bothering each other. Everyone are together, enjoying life. We saw that. We said, this is Jerusalem. And we haven't been here. We wanted to scream, Shabbos, Shabbos! We're crazy. We lose Am Yisrael. In our own hands, we're losing Am Yisrael. My children were starting to play with the ball, football, between themselves, and the soccer. Yes, soccer. And they're playing, and there were two guys that were playing, I say matkot. Ping pong, like this. Like in the beach, tennis, like in the two guys, young guys. So one of them is, and they're playing, so my children are running between them, and they're playing, and it's so... One of them, so they started to play with my children. And one of them is asking my son, what's your name? So my son, with his long peot, is answering to him, Shlomo Ephraim. So he looks at him and tells him, what? What's your name? He said, never Shlomo Ephraim. So he told him, Shlomo Ephraim. So he told him, my name is Yonatan Yaakov. And you see a person that is 100% chiloni, secular. 102% that his name is Yoni. But now when my son told him that his name is Shlomo Ephraim, suddenly the Yonatan Yaakov woke up from that person. He tells him, I'm Yonatan Yaakov. You know, it's not Yonatan Yaakov. It's Yoni, 100% Yoni. If not Johnny. It cannot be Yonatan Yaakov. But suddenly he becomes to be Yonatan Yaakov. and he's playing with him, and they're playing soccer. The other he went in a certain time, his friends stayed to play, and they're both chilonim, no kippah, no tzitzit, nothing, they're playing, you know, no beach in Jerusalem, so you never find yourself in Gan Sakir. So, in the end, we started to go, so my eldest son is saying to them, call to Shabbat Shalom, so he stopped my son and told him, but remember, afilu ba'astara shebetoch astara, that person is saying to my son, afilu ba'astara shebetoch astara, gam sham Hashem itbarach nimtza, also there, even in the hidden place, of the hidden place, also there Hashem itbarach is there. What's going on? So you know what Hashem wants to tell you. You know what Hashem wants to tell you? Hashem wants to tell us all that this Thursday we're bringing drums and guitars, and everyone brings his instruments, and Moshe, you come to sing. And we're going to make a jam session over there in Gan Sakir. And we're going to start being mekarev over there in the neighborhood, Am Yisrael. So this Thursday, at 3 o'clock or 4, we're all going to meet there in Gan Sakir. Ovadia going to bring his guitar, and Chaim going to bring his saxophone, the laptop. And we're going to make flyers today. Yes, everything that you can bring, you should bring. And we're going to bring, and we're going to make flyers. And today, we're going to print them, we're going to make them today. And we're going to give them in the market, in the shuk, in Achlaot, not in Bet Israel. Everywhere else except Bet Israel. And we're going to invite everyone to a Jewish jam session, festival. This is it, we're going to start. We're going to do that Bezat Hashem every Thursday. We're going to be mekarvim thousands of people under the wings of the Shechina Kedusha. In the Brit of Yosef, the son of Yosef Weisberg, the holy baby Eliyahu Weisberg. So Rav Shalom gave me a bracha. He put his hands on my head and he said, I bless you to have a complete faith, and that you're always going to aim to my intention, to my will, to my... And then he said, I bless you that my spirit is going to be mit'aber, dress you in a perfect way, and that you're always going to aim to my intention. He said it second time. I said amen, went out, and then I thought to myself, what it means to aim to his intention? What you need to aim here? What is so precise that you need to sacrifice? Baruch haba, shalom aleichem. Baruch haba, welcome home. ברוך רופא חולים. So I said to myself, what you need to aim so much? You just need to put all of your powers on bringing people under the wing of the Shechina. Like he said it again and again and again. This is it. לכוון לדעתי, to aim to my intention, it means to understand that you need to do the most. Whatever you can do, whatever you're able, with your vessels, with your tools, with your talents, with your abilities. This is it. Whatever you can do, this is my intention, this is my will. This is what the Rabbeinu wants us to do. This is what Rabbi Natan is commanding us to do. This is what the Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo Shik ben Malke is commanding us to do. On his deathbed, this is what will be done. Wrote letters to all of his students. Keep on doing the Afatzah. I want every one of my students to build a Hichal HaKodesh, a yeshiva close to his house. This is what he said. He wants everyone to build a Bet Knesset. He called him Hichal HaKodesh. Spread Emunah, faith in the world. Type my books and spread them. So that everyone going to have answers to all of their questions. That everyone going to be able to solve all of their doubts. To connect themselves to Hashem Yitbarach from their place. Now there's a woman that she's secular, she's chilonit. Tell her you need to wear a shawl, a cloak, something long, or sleeves on yourself to enter to a Bet Knesset. What's her answer? I'm not coming. Sorry, I'm not coming. Why? Why am Israel in that place? You need to wear a kippah if you want to come to that class. You need to wear a kippah. You need to put a kippah. He's not coming. Why? Am Israel been hurt by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's true. when we're talking about it, we want to say what the Rav Shalom is saying all of the time, that every, the Torah is saying that Hashem is right, and we sinned, and we need to do tshuva. Everything is right. We're not arguing with the truth. But lemaise, bottom line, when we're checking ourselves, we've been hurt. We've been offended. We feel sad. We feel frustrated. We're angry at Hashem Yitbarach. This is our place. We're not happy with Hashem Yitbarach. Am Yisrael, generally. Talk to Holocaust survivors, second generation, third generation. Talk to them on their relationship with Hashem Yitbarach. They have a lot to say to Hashem Yitbarach. And you tell them, you're going to lose your world to come. How can you talk like that on Hashem? He says, so what? I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of nothing. We lost fear. We lost the fear from Hashem Yitbarach. Now, if you're going to convince me to love Hashem Yitbarach, I'll hear you. Now I'm angry. If you're going to find a way to teach me how to love Hashem, I'm accepting it. Out of fear? No way. Out of stress? Forget it. No way. That way, that path to enter to the gates of tshuva, to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, we lost it in the camps. This is it. We lost it. We've been hurt so much. We've been offended so much. Us. Not. It's not that Chas Shalom really Hashem done something wrong. We're not blaming Hashem. We're just talking on our emotional status, what we feel. Our reality is that all that it's going to go smooth and nice, or we don't want it. Sorry, Hashem. But the world to come, you don't know what you miss. I don't care. I'm going to the beach. I'm driving. I hear music in Shabbos. I'm eating treif. I don't care. I'm not counting what you... You can talk. You can be stuck in Beit Israel, in Mea Shearim. And I don't care. I'm not listening to you. This is what every Jew is going to tell you today in the streets. Or with love, or benachat, quietly, benoam, in grace, nicely, politely. Talk to me that I'm listening when I want, in my time, or nothing. And this is the spiritual level of Am Yisrael today. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he understands it. This is really the place that we're holding. So now, all that you cooperate with it, now you want to make kiruv, you want to bring people closer to Hashem, all that you're going to understand them and accept them how that they are, all that you can stay in Mea Shearim. No problem. You can stay in Mea Shearim. The truth is Mea Shearim collapsing. The truth is that a lot of children are falling down from the path. The Hasidim losing children's mamash daily. You hear horrifying stories. Horrifying stories. Why? Because Hashem Yitbarach is not Hashem Yitbarach cares about all of His children. The ones that are inside, like we spoke on the holy tribes, the holy brothers. The ones that are one of those holy brothers, each and every one of the ones that are keeping Torah mitzvot, they're saying, hey Father, I'm here, I'm learning, I'm keeping Shabbos, I'm learning Torah, my house is kosher, my house is pur, look at my Shabbos table, look at my holy days, look at my children, they're going to school, they're going to Talmud Torah, to the Cheder. Hashem Yitbarach is saying, but where is Yosef? Where is your brother? What's going on with the other brothers? What's going on with them? When you don't have that answer, oh, don't worry, Hashem. I'm bringing them. I'm working on. When you don't have an answer on that question, so you don't have no arguments anymore to Hashem Yitbarach. You cannot answer. Because Hashem Yitbarach, He wants all of you. He wants all of us. If now you are coming, presenting yourself, hi Hashem, I came back, I'm here. Hashem is saying, no. And what else? You brought something? Yeah, I bought some Torah. Okay. What else? I bought some tefillot. Nice. Okay. Where are your brothers? Every father can understand it. Where are your brothers? You lost a kid now in the park. You lost a kid. You came back, you bought flowers to your mother, you bought candies to your father, you learned some Mishnayot on the way, and you forgot your little brother in the park. Who can enjoy the flowers? Who can eat the candies? Who can think about your Mishnayot now when your brother is in the park? And the sun is about to go down and people are walking over there and dogs. And you understand what we're saying here? Nothing is starting when you forgot your brother in the park. No, but he chose to stay. Huh? No, he doesn't want to come. He didn't want to come, Father. It wasn't our fault. He didn't want it to come. I'm a shoe guy. You're crazy. You had to grab him, to hold him, to hug him, to tie him. I don't care. Or stay with him in the park. Call me from the park. I don't know what. Do something. You cannot leave him in the park. Even if it's mamash, a nice park, it's Gan Saker in Shabbos. You cannot. So this is our job. What we want to achieve. We want to make Hashem happy. You want to know Hashem. Hashem cares about His children. This is what you should know. So you need to tell the children that Hashem loves them. This is how it's going to start. And you have to accept all of the groups. Because that woman, that she's not ready to wear long sleeves. This is it. She's going to go with her, how it calls, tank top. And she cannot hear you. And she's not going to. If you're not going to tell her, you're fine. Everything is good. I love you. You're great. No problems. No complaints. Wonderful. Just listen. She will not even listen. This is what it calls Chassid Shote. A foolish Chassid. He sees a woman that she's drowning in the sea, and now she's not modest, and he's thinking to himself, I'm not going to stop learning Torah to save her. It's a fool. Why? Because the Pikuach Nefesh cancels everything else, rejects everything else. It rejects Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is tshuva. Even it rejects your tshuva. Even if you want to do tshuva, and you see that you cannot complete your tshuva because you have to go and to help other people, it's more important to Hashem Yitzvah. No, you're going to complete tshuva. You have only 20 more minutes to do tshuva, and this is it. And you're finished. You're completing that masechta. You just need 5 more. She drowned. She died. She was never going to see her parents anymore. She was never going to come back to her children anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's looking at it. He cannot accept no terutz, no argument, no excuse. No excuse. People are drowning. While we're talking, people are drowning. While we're talking, in the neighborhood Shari Chesed, that I moved to that area, they're building over there, a missionary church over there. In Mamash, in those hours, this is what they're doing now in Shari Chesed.
No one said a thing.
Rav Ishai Tukayer told me, you thought you're going to move here alone? But you thought that you're going to be the only one that's going to move here. Yes.
No opposition.
No one is, nothing. No. Yes. We're also not going to protest. We're just going to replace it in something better. This is it. You cannot protest. You cannot. No. I'm going to listen to you. If you're going to protest now, you're going to be radical. No one's going to listen to you. No one's going to hear you. No one's going to... They're gonna reject you. Why? Because Am Yisrael are not ready for fights, for arguments, for merivot. We want peace. We want quiet. Really, we want quiet. They want to worship idols. They want to bow to nonsense. To pray to the walls. Okay, let them. What's the problem? Let them. Just you need to give something else to the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to replace it. All right, you can go over there. No problem. But also you can come here. You can come here and here you're going to find. Look what you're going to find. You just need to open. You need to offer. You need to suggest. So if you're not smiling, if you're not offering, if you're not opening your hands to hug everyone, to accept everyone. Why the Baalei Teshuva? I'm talking on myself. Why we're afraid to go back to those places? Why Hanan is afraid to go back to Los Angeles? Why? Why Simcha Nachum is afraid to go back to Miami? Why? Obi is not afraid of nothing. Why? Why? Because we haven't completed our tshuva yet. I'm talking about myself. So we're afraid that things over there are going to attempt us again. That it's going to be hard for us to guard our eyes over there. That it's going to be hard for us not to answer phone calls over there. To meet people that we know, familiar with, in the streets, in the supermarket. I already, going over there in the streets in Rehavia, I meet people over there that I know. People that I'm already finding myself need to think in a different way. And to adjust myself to the new reality. So, from So why you're afraid? Because you're not sure at yourself. This is why you're afraid. If you would be sure at yourself, that for you, Shabbos, it's not a question anymore. Your wife, it's not a question anymore. The Torah to learn every day, it's not a question anymore. And all of those things, if it would be so sure for you, that you know I'm not moving from here, you wouldn't be afraid to go back to all of those places. And you would have the ability to go and to save other people from that place. Like that I compared it to a person that goes to the beach, to the sea. If he still haven't realized that he don't want to be there over there in the beach, so it's going to attract him. He's going to be amazed from everything that he sees over there. And he's going to say, wow, I want to stay here. I want to come here next Shabbos again. But if you've already been there hundreds of times, and this is it, and you abandoned the beach, and you yourself decided, I don't want it anymore. It's enough for me. So even if you're going to find yourself over there, you are not going to be interesting at all. Okay, poor guys. Hearing music in Shabbos, drinking, eating like animals, no brachot, talking, cheating each other, lying to each other. All of filth that can be. You see it, it's obvious for you, it's clear. Why? Because you've been there. And you saw it already. You recognize the lie already. So now for you, it's not a test. So on that we need to work. Everyone needs to work on faith in himself. To come back to yourself to understand, I want to live life of purity, life of Kedusha. I was there, here, in Gantz Taker, 70% of the people that were there were Chilonim, secular, and they were violating, breaking Shabbos and whatever, everything. I wasn't attracted to what they were doing. What I saw over there, I saw options for Hafatzah. I saw ways over there how to hug all of those people and to bring them under the wings of the Shekhinah. I wasn't charmed by the false and lies of beauty. People running and people playing with the dogs and all of those nonsense. It's not attracting me. It's not charming for me at all. What it was charming for me was to see Am Yisrael happy. This is their spiritual level now, to be happy with the dog, to be happy with the girlfriend, to be happy playing frisbee, I don't know, football. And there was also that eggplant ball.
I know.
Yeah, crazy Americans, yeah.
Color of falafel.
Falafel ball. Okay, so there were groups over there, mamash, and then playing and enjoying and then volleyball and everything. You don't want to join the volleyball group. You don't want to start running after the ball with your Shabbos suit. You just see souls of people that for them, this is truth. For them, I saw two English speakers, American guys, religious, with kippah, and they're working out, kosher. Yes, working out. Give up, push-ups in Shabbos, push-ups. And one of them is mamash strong, a bully, and he's making mamash, you see, hundreds of them. Push. And his friend is collapsing, and he tells him, make another one. Okay, well, you can talk to them. I need to smile to them, to say to them, Shabbat Shalom. I was walking with my wife. every couple that are walking in front of us, passing, I'm telling them Shabbat Shalom. And they're answering Shabbat Shalom. They don't feel so comfortable not to answer. So they answer Shabbat Shalom. And my wife, she didn't care. She said, okay, but she tells me, why are you bothering people? You know, let them live. Why need to tell them Shabbat Shalom? So I told her, listen, until now, they were just a nice couple that were walking in the valley over there and enjoying life. And now, when I said to them Shabbat Shalom, and I didn't demand nothing from them, I just told them Shabbat Shalom, and they answered Shabbat Shalom back. So now it became to be true Jewish people. In their thoughts, in their concept, in their awareness, they came back to be Jewish in that moment, because until now they didn't thought about the fact that they're Jewish. They were busy on being together, enjoying time, quiet, the view. It's nice. Everything is good. This is their spiritual level. This is how they spend their Shabbos. This is how they spend their quiet time, their free time. It's nice. It's beautiful. This is their spiritual level. Now when they answer to me Shabbat Shalom, they become to be Jewish also. Because it's Shabbat. They're driving in Shabbos, but they're driving in there is Shabbos. He becomes to be Yonatan Yaakov. He went back to become to be Yonatan Yaakov. That Yonatan Yaakov woke up inside of himself. He suddenly he remembered some grandfather. He remembered his Brit Milah. Things woke up in that poor guy's thoughts in a certain way. Suddenly, he woke up, and you don't need much for that. You don't need to hit him with a stick that he's gonna say to heal him in Shabbat. That Yonatan Yaakov, that Shabbat Shalom, gonna bring him to say to heal him a lot faster. Now he feels related to Shabbos. He feels related to that Yanko grandfather that he got somewhere in the photos album. You wake up his Judaism from his place, from a place of truth. This is the only way. This is the only way, and Am Yisrael don't have the ability to accept it from a different place. We're not there. And it's nice. And it's nice. Adrabah, now Am Yisrael gonna do tshuva out of awareness, out of free choice. They're gonna choose to do tshuva. They're gonna choose to sing songs of Jewish songs. They're gonna choose to listen to people that can talk to them. Like I told you that I asked Rav Shalom if I should go to learn smicha, to learn to be a rabbi, to have the teudah, to be a rab. He told me you're going to bring a lot more people to serve Hashem Yitbarach if you will not going to be a rabbi than if you're going to be a rabbi. Because if you are a rabbi, so you committed to something. The real righteous people, they didn't have nothing to stop them from even violating the rules of the Torah in a time of crisis, like Eliyahu Navi, that he builds an altar in Mount Carmel in the time that it's not allowed to do that. That Moshe Rabbeinu decides to break the holy tablets. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is something that no one can understand. No, thousands of years of Avodat Hashem will not gonna let a person. How a person like Moshe Rabbeinu can take on himself that decision to take the holy tablets that he received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to break them down on the floor. Where you take that decision? Where you take that courage? Even if you're going to say they become to be heavy, how you're not throwing yourself under the holy tablets, they will not going to fall on, they won't going to be damaged. And then Moshe Borei Olam is saying to him, Yeshar Kochacha Sheshibarta. Borei Olam is praising him on the fact that he broke them. So that Shita, that they become to be heavy, from that he realized, it doesn't mean that it happened. It means that he realized what's the will of Hashem. That Hashem left the holy tablets. That Hashem took the Shekhinah from them, so they become to be heavy, they become to be physical again. So physical Torah, it's not the Torah Chaim, it's not the Torah of life that you need to hand to Am Yisrael. What are you going to give them? A book? Here. Take, read. Likutei Moharan. He cannot understand Likutei Moharan. He doesn't have nothing to do with the book. He needs to receive the Spirit. The Ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei ha'mayim. The Spirit of God that hovers above the water, the water of Torah. If he will not going to receive Torah Shebe'al Peh with it, he doesn't have nothing to do with the Torah Shebichtav. Like the Karaim, he's going to be a Karaim. He doesn't have a share to the world to come. What he can do with Torah Shebichtav? With a book. You're going to give them an amazing book. Thank you very much. It's not it. You need to bring the soul. You need to bring the neshama. You need to bring the life into the Torah, to people. This is what the people need. People need to receive life. Need to receive hope. Need to receive love, support, to understand that they're important, that Hashem likes them, that Hashem loves them, that Hashem cares about them. I'm going to tell you something, last Chiddush Torah that Hashem helped me to understand. It's written, במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, אין צדיקים גמורים יכולים לעמוד. In a place that בעלי תשובה are standing, even complete righteous people cannot stand in that place. The Gemara is saying to us that en amida ela tefila, that when it's written standing, it means to pray. So in the place that Baalei Teshuva are praying, the righteous people cannot stand and pray over them. Why? Because they haven't been there. They haven't went down to those low places to pray on those things. A person that was a real big sinner, he can pray on things that a righteous man cannot even think that exist. A righteous man cannot do tshuva and pray that Hashem is going to save him from darkness that he never felt, that he never was in that darkness. And the salvation of the world is to illuminate all kinds of darkness. So this is why the only thing that can be to bring light is to wake up all of the people that are in the lowest places of them all to pray. This is the Geulah, that everyone going to pray from their place. You don't need to take them out from their place. You're not able to do that. You need to bring Hashem Yitbarach into their place, that they're going to pray. And when they're going to pray, they themselves going to illuminate darkness. They're going to cancel darkness. This is what it means, that the Geulah depends on the Baalei Teshuva. That Am Yisrael cannot be redeemed in no other way except of Teshuva. And when they're doing Teshuva, immediately they've been saved. So we just need to wake up people to pray. To pray on whatever they're going through on their lives. She needs to pray on her puppy. Go pray on your puppy. No problems. On the way to the barber, to the dog barber. No problem. Go. Yes, pray that you're gonna catch the train. They're gonna be first in line. That you're gonna have enough money, 600 shekels. You need to pay for that haircut for the little poodle. Okay, no problems. Pray that Hashem gonna send you parnasai according to your vessel. See what it. What, you're going to tell her now to throw the puppy? She's going to throw the poodle? She's going to throw the poodle on you? She will not going to talk to you. She's going to take you to the barber first. No way that she's going to give up on that poodle. Yes.
You said it's recommended not to become a rabbi. What was the reason for that?
Rav Shalom told me that. It's for me. This is something for me. That Rav Shalom told me. That I will have more ability to bring people to do tshuva, not as a rabbi, than as a rabbi.
Because
he told me that on himself now. And now you can learn it on yourself if you want. This is the time that it's become to be available to everyone. That the fact that he is a rabbi is stopping him from doing things that he wants, that he knows that's going to bring a lot more people to do tshuva, because that there are people that are connected to him because that he is a rabbi, and if he's going to start doing those things that soon I'm going to mention, those people are going to be hurt by that, and he is not allowed to do that. He is not allowed to reject the people that are already connected to him through those connections of him being a rabbi. He's not allowed to give up on those people. So this is why he's not allowed to do the other things that he really preferred to do. What are those things? He told me, if I would have the ability, I would make a movie. A movie? No.
TV series.
No.
Seret
Kolnoa. A movie. A movie. Every year. This is what he said. This is what he would do if he would have the ability. He said that on Shuliran, the singer, Shuliran, he said that he made the movie Ush Pizin. He said if he would listen to me, he would make a movie every year. Every year he would make another film. He said this is the way, every year. Because the waking up that movie created was stronger than anything else that happened in the last decade. Nothing woke up Am Yisrael like that movie Ush Pizin. So many people saw that movie, so many people and started to go to his concerts, to his shows, and so do more. So just do more. And this is what that we should do. So as a rabbi you cannot go. He told me I would go to be a Sakhan Kolno, to play in movies. Rav Shalom told me that. An actor. He told me I would go to be an actor to make a movie every year. This is what he told me. He said by that this is his purpose in life, to bring people to do tshuva. Me, for an example, I was illustrating the books of Rav Shalom. It will never going to make me to be an illustrator. I made a CD of music. It will never going to make me to be a singer. Now I'm the chief rabbi of the English program. It will never going to make me to be a chief rabbi, a Rosh Yeshiva. It's just what the Hashem wants. Okay, so now this is what the Hashem wants. Tomorrow it's going to be something else. It's not Hashem that we're going somewhere just to understand. You listen to the voice of Hashem. The purpose is to bring Am Yisrael to the Tshuva, to wake up. So you do whatever. If they're going to tell you to be the I don't know what, the something else, I don't know what, to talk in the radio for hours and hours, thousands of people can hear you every day, or millions of people in prime time in the television, every evening in Eretz Israel, you have 2.5 million people watching you. In the United States, 100 million watch you. You can come to that. 50 million people watch you. 90 million watch you every evening. So you can come to those numbers. So there is something that is more important than that. No, to hold your job. I can take the seat with me. You just need to the tshuva. Just need to the tshuva. Need to the tshuva to ask Hashem, what do you want for me? And then he's calling. And you answer. Shalom, Ima. Man, Shema.
Is it across the way right now? 105?